This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, your entire family, all of our What's On Your Mind listeners, and those we've gotten a wonderful opportunity to have a conversation with all year long. It's just, it's not work, really, is it? It's not a chore. It's a labor of love, really is. And that's because we have so many listeners. And they are so full of great information, great thoughts, patriotic, God-loving, freedom-worshipping, Constitution-worshipping Americans, and we love you. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god, is off today and tomorrow. Kevin is here today. Daniel's answering the phones. Chris Larson, our producer. And whenever Thanksgiving comes up, I always try and think about, you know, where am I dropping the ball for my, this sort of matter-of-fact gratitude for people or a profession? Where could I be more purposeful about saying, gosh, thank you? And if you can't look back on 2020 and say that law enforcement, on that thin blue line for us, have been under withering assault from, you know, having to find the balance in a protest and whether that's going to turn to a riot to defunding of police and everything else. So I am going to start today with all my thankful categories we've picked out here with law enforcement, with cops. And my favorite cop is someone that took over as chief of police for the city of Fargo and led in an incredible fashion. It's David Todd. David is the former chief of police, now retired. I called him yesterday. Yeah, I'm in my shop. Oh, gosh. And can't you wait to be in the shop, Kev? You know, you just go out in the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of just decompress a little bit. But he's due a good retirement. Chief Todd, thank you for you and your service and for all of law enforcement today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, good morning, Scott. And I sound like Kevin's there, too. Am I correct?
Hey, buddy. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to both of you guys. Man, what a great day. It's beautiful out. It's nice and still. I just fired up the smoker. I got to get a spiral-cut ham in there just to finish it off. And, man, got my turkey done yesterday, so life is good.
Wow, yeah, very nice. We have a little light dusting of snow in Fargo-Moorhead, too, so it is. It's still day, but a little snow, so the holiday feel is there. Let me ask you what it's like to be a cop. You know, I'm thankful for cops. I'm thankful for law enforcement because of what you do, but it's impossible for me to know what it's like on the other side, what you're going through. What is it like?
Well, it's a profession that I always really, you know, I loved. It has its great days and it has its bad days, but I really loved it. I think the challenge of being a police officer is not to get sucked into maybe what the media is saying on any particular day, which can kind of drag you down and make you feel kind of lonely out there. I think the challenge is to remind yourself that the majority of the community out there, although they're silent, they do support you and they stand behind their police officers. If your police officers and your police department's doing a good job and has put the chips in the bank to begin with by the outreach and being a part of the community.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I think you're exactly right. That is, us. We just maybe don't say it enough, which I don't know is the best approach either. You know, I mean, but are there more people today that just randomly come up and say, thank you, appreciate you? Is that at least on the increase?
You know, I found that to be true. They didn't do it in a public way. They just kind of, you know, quietly came up and you know, sent you a card or came up to you in person and said, hey, thanks for what you're doing out there. I think in today's world, at least the last couple of months of my career, there was so much heat on, you know, in a negative way by people that were pushing a certain type of agenda that it made people afraid to publicly stand up for their police department, really when their police department needed it most. There were some people that did that and certainly thankful for that, but it got a little lonely out there the last couple months of the summer. I will tell you that. But again, as I told my people during that time, don't forget that the majority of the community is very supportive of you and appreciates you. Don't get sucked into the negativity of what you're seeing in the media and what the media is focused on. The media is focused on generating clicks on their content, not necessarily delivering the message that's the positive message. It's sometimes the negative message that gets the clicks for them. So discard that and maybe or learn from it what you can, but remember that the majority of the community supports you.
What is the it's just a typical day for somebody in law enforcement. What I can't imagine is that, I mean, I always think when I see somebody pulled over, you know, you're traveling down the highway, see somebody pulled over, and they, okay, that officer, highway patrolman, sheriff, whatever, they're coming up to that situation without any clue of what's behind that wheel. And,
right, you're right.
You know,
you're right.
I'm just like, how could you do that? How could you? I mean, obviously you're trained for it, but that's got to be like a massive adrenaline rush and then a little bit of pressure and then it relieves. And I mean, just what's the typical day like for cops?
You know, and some of that depends on what position you're in within the department, whether that's investigations, whether that's patrol, or, you know, as you maybe get promoted up into the administration, your days are different in what you do. My position was a lot of dealing with administrative matters, personnel matters, dealing with politics, dealing with the media. Whereas a patrol officer, you know, you come to work, you go to your patrol briefing, you get up to date on who you're looking for, what cars you're looking for, who's doing what, and what their MOs are, and then you go out about your day on your assigned beat, and you try to do some community-oriented policing, stopping in, chatting with people, and helping solve some problems within those neighborhoods or those businesses. And then, like you said, Scott, you're out there on the street responding to calls or stopping vehicles for violations. You never quite know what you're walking up on those traffic stops or what you're walking into on a call for help. So you're kind of always in that yellow alert phase throughout the day because you have to be ready for something that unexpectedly happens. That's what your job is, and that's what the community expects as far as protection and service. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you try to exhale and leave some of that stress in the locker room when you take off your uniform, but that's not easy to do. Sometimes you take it home with you, too. And it's you got to find ways to deal with that stress, whether that's through exercise or meditation or whatever you do to deal with that.
When you are recruiting officers,
yes,
to take a position, I mean, did you see a decline towards the end of your tenure a few months ago in the willingness? I mean, are applicants down? I would think it would be one of the most challenging positions to recruit for anywhere in America, just given the environment. Or is there such a love of being on that line and a pride that, you know, despite all the noise, people are still willing to do it in the same numbers?
Well, that's a good observation there, Scott. What I have found is when I talk to other when I was speaking with other chiefs and other leaders throughout the country, recruitment was very difficult. I was very fortunate with our department in that we had a pretty comprehensive recruiting strategy that included our own police academy, which made our department attractive. And so we were attracting quite a few people towards our department. But But like you kind of hinted at, Scott, this is a profession that you need to feel called towards. It's not a job where you just, hey, I want this job so I can collect a paycheck, because you won't last. The abuse that you'll take, the psychological, emotional strain that it puts on you, unless you feel called to the profession, you won't last in it. And I was very fortunate in that the vast, vast majority of the people that we had come work for the police department, they did feel called towards it. And they took pride in what they did. They had a love for their department, a love for their community. And so they knew that they were there for a reason. So even if it was a mundane day, or it was a day where you're standing on the line in a riot situation and people were throwing rocks and bricks at you, they felt called to be there, and they were going to do the best job that they could.
You got to be built for it, right? You got to be built for it. Thank God for law enforcement. Chief Chubb, thanks so much for the time today. All the best to you and your family. We'll let you get back to the smoker, and we thank you and your fellow law enforcement
officers. Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job, what do you want to do with the rest of your life. After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And serving up some great home cooking. grab-and-go convenience. That's right. Come on in there anytime, and there are a lot of options. I like talking about some of the specials they have and making you a little bit hungry. Today's Thursday, so they'd have pulled pork and a French dip sandwich in Valley City, Meatloaf Theater in Harwood, lasagna with garlic toast at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue North Shepherd's Pie. That'd be the normal Thursday specials. At PetroServe USA, give you some options. But every day is just a great meal, and it's quick. It's grab-and-go convenience. You're out the door. It's ready-to-go packaged. Out the door you go. And you've got a good meal rather than, you know, same old, and you're getting down the road, and it's like, ugh, why did I eat that? It's not how these meals are. They're just, you know, you want to, like, save some for leftovers. They're that good. Two sides of the bun come with every single one of them. Also today, you buy any size fountain pot for 79 cents if you're cruising on a Thanksgiving and want a lot of caffeine to keep you going down the road. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. All right, more of our Thanksgiving Day moments to focus on. I picked four that I just don't express enough thanks for. And so I picked these four. Law enforcement, as you heard from Chief Todd, great guy. Just a great guy. I've always liked Chief Todd, but one thing that endeared me to him more than ever was right after the George Floyd riots in Minneapolis, things started to get ugly here.
Right? Yep.
And there was really bad riot, bricks thrown, the whole mess. Okay, and then there was another one a few days later, and we didn't know if it was going to be peaceful or not, and they had a lot of intel that things could get ugly, but they didn't want to stop a peaceful protest. So I can't remember if I interviewed him or just chatted off the air, but I'm like, okay, what kind of intel are you getting? Not good. You know, a lot of bad actors out there. Okay. So what do we do about it? I'm thinking like, are people in the trees? You got snipers. What are you doing? You know what he said?
What?
Pray.
Yeah.
He said, I'm just doing a lot of praying. Yeah. A lot of praying. And you know what? He brought up the fact that a lot of other people were praying that day as well. That a lot of other people were praying that day as well. In fact, I remember, Kev, were you and I there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we went to have lunch, like at the old Broadway or something, and somebody came by and said, hey, you guys, see, they got a natural gas propane canister that just got chained to a transformer back over here. We're like, what? Remember that?
Yep,
like,
I know.
What the heck is going on? We're like, is a guy a kook or what? We go back there, and there was, and they just removed it. So it was a tense time. So Kevin and I are walking back down for the event to start after we did the morning broadcast. And they get to the bottom of, I don't know what that is, but it's Broadway on the other side of Main Avenue as you're going down to Island Park. And come down there, and I see two or three people kind of huddled around a sign, and I'm like, ugh, that doesn't look good.
Yeah.
What the heck are they up to? And I got closer and closer. They were praying.
Yep.
And then we go a little while longer, and there's another young man, 20-something, all by himself, praying. Not talking to anybody, not trying to be a grandstander or anything, just praying. And then there's the chief of police saying he's doing the same. That's a cop. That is a cop. And I do believe the majority of the law enforcement folks I know, from Highway Patrol, and I could start naming names, to sheriff's departments and small town police departments, the majority I know at least, they are prayerful people. I don't know how you could be anything but. If I'm coming up to a car that I've just pulled over, and, it's out-of-state plates, and, what the heck's going on here?
Right.
Man, I'd pray all the way up there, wouldn't you? Can you imagine the adrenaline rush there? Phenomenal. Anyway, another group of folks I'm thankful for are those that pray. I really am. Whether you're a pastor or whether you're just one of those in the professions we're going to thank today, cops and nurses and veterans and farmers. Just have the grounding to know that no matter what comes, I'm going to pray. Remember a listener of mine one time, is a Minnesota listener, I want to say Evansville, Minnesota, or somewhere down there by Fergus Falls in Lakes Country. regular caller, called all the time, and, you know, we gave him a nickname and,
sure,
you know, the whole deal. And all of a sudden, he just kind of goes off the grid, you know, don't hear from him anymore. And I got an email one day from him. I believe it was early in the Obama administration. And the email basically said, I'm going off the grid. I'm going to pray for this country. I'm going to pray for the future. I'm going to take my entire life and just dedicate it to just build my business, take care of my family, do what I got to do, right? That's what he said he was going to do.
Yep.
And he did. Now, again, I'm thinking, do we have the greatest listeners on the planet Earth or what? People that are doing that. It's just, you know, incredible. And that was the right thing to do for him, his family and the business and everything else. So I'm thankful for the fine listeners of this program and the prayerful nature they take to every battle. It really is amazing. And I should say, in a time like this, in a year like this, it is a good time to rely on a pastor, a priest, a faith leader, your church family. And, you know, think of these folks. They're the ones that hear it day in and day out and day in and day out. I mean, I'm Catholic, go to confession. I'm dumping my load, for lack of a better term. So is the next person. So is the next person. So is the next person. Now, thankfully, he's able to represent Jesus himself and grant you forgiveness and pardon, so you can feel better coming out. But can imagine what the priest is doing. I mean, that's
right. Like
hearing one after the other, after the other, after the other, and there's nothing they haven't heard. You know, it isn't like it's shocking, but it's a big burden, and they're doing that. So you know, in the case of pastors that lead Catholic Church or priests in general, the Catholic faith, that's amazing. But I really mean every pastor. I mean, I do. I really do. And this, and you hear about them all the time. You know, you hear about, oh, what a great sermon. You know, what a great message. No matter your faith, no matter, you know, where you go to church, Baptist, you're Protestant, you're evangelic, whatever.
I mean, if the word is being spoken, I'm good.
Exactly right. Yeah. You know, I was at a deal one time, and it was like a marriage, pump up your marriage kind of thing. Not a troubled marriage thing, but like a, hey, just come down and fill your bucket, take your time, tell your wife how much you love her. And the counselor at the thing was asked, how do you keep this going after the retreat? Like, what do we do?
Right.
And she said, well, join a Bible-based church. So that's good advice. Aren't they all? She didn't think the Catholic Church was a Bible-based church, is what I'm getting at. Anyway, find a church that works for you. Just find that fact. We're coming up on What's On Your Mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of Blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
courts.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Capital of North Dakota is Tioga, North Dakota, and the opportunities that await are off the charts. They really are. If you're looking for that next thing and want to find a small but vibrant community, one where the schools are like the center of the community, I mean, they really do an incredible job with local education in Tioga. They really do. And also, they're on the cutting edge there. Drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success into the 21st century. Visit Tioga. Check out a different point of view online at TiogaND.org. Let's thank nurses, shall we? I don't know about you, but the handful of times that I've needed hospital services and with a nurse, I'm like, oh, these people are angels. Oh, they have wings. Oh, they're amazing. They're fantastic. But you know, like a week later, when you tell people about having been in the hospital, you say that, but then it's just gone. Just kind of goes into the ether, and it's like everything else. And now we have a crazy COVID year, and hospitals filled to the max, and PPE and all kinds of other restrictions and everything else. It becomes a very challenging time. So it's a good time to take a step back and say, thank you. Thank you in good times. Thank you in bad times. Thank you for doing what you do. Today on the program, we have a nursing educator, Beth Sanford, who's a nurse and assistant professor of nursing at Rasmussen College in Fargo and Moorhead, and also a Nicole Christensen. And Nicole is the chief nursing officer at Ascension Health. Thank you both for joining us, Beth and Nicole. We're glad you're here, and honestly, thank you for doing what you do. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott, for having us on today.
True pleasure. Glad to have you on. Nicole, let me start with you. You're a chief nursing officer, so you've got some additional burdens. You've got, in addition to, the things that nurses do, you're obviously supervising a lot of nurses and watching what they're going through. Give me your overall sense sort of how nurses are doing right now. I mean, just from the standpoint of so much going on, I hope they feel thanked. I hope they feel appreciated. Just give us a little sense of how they're doing.
You know, Scott, first of all, I want to say thank you for acknowledging nurses. I think your comment about when we need them, they're there, but then we kind of forget about them. And I think that's a really important thing for us as we're going through this really difficult time. At the hospital, we've been planning for essentially 9 months. And our nurses have been weathering the storm, so to speak. They've been learning how to put PPE on. Their way that they do nursing is way different. Their stresses with families, visiting, all those types of things are all bottled into one. And it tends to fall on the shoulders of the nurses. But I will tell you, in all of our preparation and then our COVID crisis here in North Dakota really ramped up pretty quickly. And our nurses needed to adapt. And so all the planning that we did and put in place, it was go time. We needed to really start taking care of high volumes of patients in which we're seeing every single day. And I have the opportunity to lead a pretty awesome group of nurses at Essentia Health. And I am in awe every single day when I have an opportunity to intermingle with them, see what they're doing, see how they're doing. The morale and teamwork is always amazing with nursing and medical staff. But I think right now it's even better. It's amazing. We have seen them at their best. And that is really something that is to be amazed. And at the end of it all, what they're really centered on is the patient. And, you know, I think we realize how many hours these nurses are putting in, how much dedication when they're taking care of those patients. We also have to remember they have families at home. And so many of our nursing staff, when we ramped up really quickly, we had to rely on our nurses to pick up a lot of shifts, work a lot of extra things, miss a lot of things, knowing they've still got stressors at home with their families. And they did it. They're rising to the challenge, and it amazes me every single day. I think the morale is excellent. The teamwork is great. We've brought in some contingent workers, so some traveling nurses. They're amazed every day by the teamwork that our Essentia nurses are exhibiting right now. So it is really amazing. The other thing that I want to bring to attention is the wonderful support that we've gotten from the community, whether it's they're dropping off a dozen donuts or $1,000 in gift cards to share with our nursing staff. All of those little things help those nurses to realize that this is for the greater good. This just isn't about them or one patient that they're caring for. This is really about caring for a community, a state, and our country. And so it has been amazing to watch. I will lie if I told you it hasn't been stressful, but it really is also extremely uplifting, the care and the teamwork that is taking place right now in our building.
And, of course, one of the reasons it's a little bit stressful is finding additional nurses to fill open slots is challenging. That's where you come in, Beth, see, the nursing education front. Do you sense, Beth, that there is a growing interest in the profession? I mean, give us a little sense from a nursing education perspective of the pace at which people are thinking about joining the nursing profession.
Like this, Scott, it's hard to say. You know, it's hard to get a pulse on if people really want to have that call to serve, because nursing is really truly a service profession. It's really an art and a science combined. One thing that I really, this nursing crisis, and of course, hearing our staff shortages, which is not a new problem. It's been an ongoing problem in North Dakota. This is where those of us who are involved at policy development, legislative level, we need to be advocating for more funding for nursing education and just promotion and partnerships in the rural critical access communities with getting more nurses out in the field.
You have a specialty in the vulnerable populations and also community health as well. You know, those are challenges in the middle of a pandemic where, you know, if somebody comes in and says, hey, I got symptoms or whatever, you know, you're obviously connected to them. But the vulnerable population isn't always going to do that. You have to go to them. And obviously, you hope they go to a community health center. But talk a little bit about that and what it takes for those two areas to be able to, you know, weather the storm, so to speak, during this COVID crisis.
You know, I think, we don't get a lot of spotlight shed on the community health aspects like homeless health nursing. I have a Rasmussen grad as one of the case managers at Homeless Health in Fargo, just really working hard to provide care to a very vulnerable community where they don't have stable housing, don't have stable access to health care. So brings increased challenges when we're dealing with something like COVID. One of the other populations that I've worked with pretty closely during this entire pandemic is the isolated people in long-term care. Again, a very forgotten population is that we have to be walking that fine line, that delicate balance between paternalism and autonomy. You know, where do the individual human rights come in, that people have a right to see their family members and protection of infection control. And that's a bioethics fine line that we're walking all the time. You know, it's a very, you know, people are caring about people on both sides of the fine line. It's just a tough call right now.
What is your take on, you know, as Beth said, you know, the crunch for nurses has been there for a long time. And we hear that from many, many different areas. And she has some suggestions on how to improve that from the standpoint of the Essentia, Nicole. You know, you mentioned traveling nurses. Do you see that as always being a piece of the puzzle? Do you see it, you know, catching up at some point? What's your thoughts on just recruiting more nurses in a tough environment like this?
You know, I think recruiting is, just as Beth said, promoting the profession of nursing. It is a calling, but it's also a dedication. And I think one of our biggest things that we like to promote is students. Students are really our lifeblood of this profession. And so getting kids interested in nursing is so important. I think recruiting nursing, I agree with what Beth said. I think we have to support the profession. There needs to be some economical assistance for our nurses to go into the profession. It's hard work. It's really hard work. No matter what area of the profession you're in, it's difficult work. For us at Essentia, using traveler nurses, we don't do that on a regular basis. Utilizing traveler nurses right now is really just to help us with the surge. So continuing to recruit and retain is a daily uphill battle. It really is. There's a lot of opportunities. Nursing is one profession, unlike many other professions, where you have many opportunities. Like Beth said, you can work in a homeless shelter, you can work in a school, you can work in a clinic, you can work in a critical care unit. So there's many opportunities, and sometimes working in a hospital environment is not always conducive. We got a lot of nurses working today on a holiday, and so they're away from their families. And so there's a lot of other stressors in this profession that probably other professions do not see. So recruiting is constantly a battle for us, and I think it will be for a really long time.
I'd like each of you to quickly answer the following question related to how nurses feel related to the work they're doing, you know, life-saving work, and how that's appreciated. And, you know, I get, you sign up for being a nurse, you know you're going to work probably every day, every holiday. What, I mean, that's not a surprise, but as you said, you can choose to work somewhere else. But for the most part, it's, you know, but, you know, I that would tend to really weigh on you when you're just, you know, overworked and stressed out to the max and working holidays and everything else. I mean, do they feel underappreciated because of all that, or do you think they recognize this is my calling and whether I get it or not, it doesn't matter? Beth, you want to go first?
Well, I know for me, and I probably can say for a lot of my people that I've worked with in my 25 years of being a nurse, is that, sure, we're underappreciated, but this is not just a job for us. This is a passion. This is our life's work. This is our calling to serve our community and to serve our fellow humanity. And you really can't go into nursing and be a cold-hearted human being. I mean, when I stand up there in the classroom and walk with my students through the halls of clinical and I see the compassion in their eyes for their fellow humans, it's very inspiring. You know, I want to empower these men and women in our community to make a difference through touching the lives of another person. You know, some people, nursing is a great fit. There are other service professions as well. But we definitely need support for nursing education in North Dakota. I mean, legislators, if you're listening, I'm going to be talking to you this legislative session.
How about
you're
that?
You're going to get to know me by name.
She's not. She's, you know? Boy, the Sanford team, you get the lieutenant governor and his sister on. Wow, legislators, look out, they're coming. And I love it. Nicole, real quick, how about your thought on feeling appreciated?
Yeah, I agree with Beth. I think it is a calling. And I think if you ask any nurse if they had a really good shift, it's not about whether or not they did okay. Their cup gets filled when their patient does well.
Yeah, there you go. Get them better. Get them home. God bless you both and all nurses. We appreciate you. Thanks so much.
At the University of Mary, we're truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes are forming now. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military-services.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
The Black Friday fun has begun at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2. Come on in now. Take advantage of the great savings, and we'll see you Friday live on What's on Your Mind from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How about a 7-foot Harley-Davidson billiards table? $1,000 off, buy for $29.99. A Dream Catcher massage chair. Normally by $5,000, this is only $42.99. Come on in. We're broadcasting live. Great deals while they last now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gives results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on the throne? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Happy Thanksgiving. Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank the good Lord for you and all of the folks that take the time to tune in, join the conversation, send us a text. A few of those here. Text says, to the nurses, thanks. They wanted to ask, how much have regulations affected your staff? That's a great question, by the way, but unfortunately I got it after we were done with the segment. But I have to tell you, I think many times, if you just step back and say, okay, over the last 20 years, what have we added in regulations? And what are the 20 oldest regulations we have? Let's go through them line by line. Do we need to do them? You might free up a bunch of time and have nobody worse off for it. You know? Texter says, I'm thankful for my president. Never seen a guy that takes the slings and the arrows like this guy. I hope people realize what this guy has done and sacrificed for this country and continues to do. Well, I think some people do, but not enough people do. It'd be great to live in a world where even if you did not vote for Donald Trump, like his political policies, what he did, whatever, to recognize what he walked away from, you know, the personal cost to him and his family for that, because he wanted to serve America. Remember what he told Kevin Cramer when Kevin Cramer was reluctant to run for the U.S. Senate. America's worth it. That's what's in his DNA. There'll be some sacrifice. America's worth it. That's why we love Jim the Flagpole Guy from ndflagpoleguy.com. The Jim from the ND Flagpole Guy is here so we can say Happy Thanksgiving directly to him. Happy Thanksgiving, Jim the Flagpole Guy. How are you?
Well, you know, Scott, it's a turbulent world out there. This is the day, though, that we do give thanks, and it's kind of taken a little bit of discipline for me to just remain in gratitude. It's like all that's going on and the hypertension of the political, you know, world and everything. But, you know, what kind of grounded me and brought me back is the where we collated our 2020 ND Flagpole Guy picture album. And I'm just sitting back here and reminiscing and looking back at how grateful I was to operate this year and to be around the people that I am. But first, I'd just like to say I'm thankful to the Lord that this is the day he made and he gave us this country, and we'll be glad in it in its roots and its founding and for 242 years. A civil agreement amongst people that has kept us to the point where we have the ability to live in such a luxury that is America. And then secondly and most importantly is my wife, Brenda, who has just been phenomenal support to this endeavor. And without her, this endeavor or my joy and my peace would be. And then I think of great Americans that you travel around and you get to meet, like the Doolittles or the Lems or the Senator Dick Dever or his son Adam. I could keep going. For every person I name, I can add 30, you know, more. And I don't know, Scott, if you were able to open the picture album I sent you. I guess you probably can't, but when I get that figured out, I would like to share this album with people and you could just see what we have been able to achieve this year and the relationships that we made. And it hasn't all been 100% good and it hasn't been easy, but we fought almost on every day and got to experience. You know,
and in the end, what that gallery will show, and we'll certainly post it when we get all the pictures for you and tell you that it's there, is, you know, an unprecedented level of love of country from people that we call neighbors in this part of the world. And, you know, that's the people you're talking about. Jim always talks about the people that he meets along the way, just mentioned some of the names. And he's meeting them because he's bringing a flag, a U.S. flag, and a flagpole, and a presentation on how to display that to them. It's almost spiritual. You know, it just you know, brings you to like, wow, look at this. I mean, it's just so darn precious. So,
and there is a spirit to it. It's the same spirit that makes everybody want to buy a Lamborghini, right? Take a certain type of person to do that, but this is a symbol, and it holds such great recognition in their heart of something beautiful and something love. And, you know, love is when it's 95 degrees out and Mrs. Doolittle had us in for this five-course, you know, dinner. And the joy that she had in her and her love of country and her love of support of the president. When you go to the Doolittles, you might as well go to the Lems, or you may go to the Devers. It's all the same American traditional, beautiful love and kindness.
Incredible. And by the way, I want folks to know, right now is the time to plan to be on the 2021 gallery and have a beautiful flagpole, maybe up in honor of somebody in your family. Whatever it is, think long and hard about that. It really is a way to say, I thank God for the fact that I live in America. Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com. Check it out.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Old House in Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Old House in Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.